This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Subhan. I'm 26 years old from Tajikistan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muhammad chapter number 47 verse number 7 says, if you help Allah, then Allah will help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require our help. So why in this verse of the glorious Quran it is mentioned, if you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will help you. Please answer my question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say in Surah Al-Muhammad, chapter number 47, verse number 7. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, if you help Allah, then Allah will help you and He will keep you steadfast. Now, in order to understand this verse, we need to look at the context. We need to read from Surah Al-Muhammad, chapter number 47, verse number 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Muhammad, chapter number 47, verse number 4, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the situation of war, when the believers meet the enemies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers to strike the neck of the enemies. And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the reward for the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them paradise. And then in verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيْثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. That, oh, you believe, if you help Allah, that is, if you aid in spreading the message of Islam, if you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will help you and He will keep you steadfast. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse of the glorious Quran, that, oh, you believe, if you help Allah, what does it mean? It means that if you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you live your life as per the teachings of Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. If you strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive in our way, we shall surely open up their pathways. So if you strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require the help of anyone. He's self-sufficient. It is we who require the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we aid in doing da'wah, in spreading the message of Islam, we will find success in this life and the next. If we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find success in this life and the next. And if you look at the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. The first 13 years of prophethood during the Meccan period, the Muslims, they were tortured and persecuted. Yet they were patient and they had hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they were patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory later on when they went to Medina and during the Battle of Badr. And later on when during the conquest of Makkah, when they came in thousands, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, forgave those people who oppressed and persecuted him. Why were the Sahabas granted victory? Why was the Prophet, peace be upon him, granted victory? Because he was patient. He was steadfast. He did not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba, they were patient and it paid off and they were granted with victory. They were blessed with victory. We see our Palestinian brothers and sisters. They are tortured and persecuted. Why are they bearing it with patience? Why are they so strong and brave? Because they know that the life of this world, it is only temporary. But the home of the hereafter, it is everlasting and it is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen these human beings to protect Masjid al-Aqsa and to stand up firmly against oppression, against injustice. And inshallah, they will be granted with victory. Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Verily, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is near. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. And do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know what the transgressors and oppressors are doing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays their punishment for a day when they will see, when their faces will be in horror. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving respite to the oppressors. But a painful punishment awaits for those people who are oppressing our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Many of them may go scot-free in this world. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable for the oppression that they have done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah reward our Palestinian brothers and sisters with the best reward. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may admit all of the martyrs from among our Palestinian brothers and sisters with Jannatul Firdaus. So what we learn from our Palestinian brothers and sisters is that they are strong and steadfast. That's the reason they are content with the mercy, with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have the contentment of heart. And they know that their family members who have passed away, they have gone to a better place. And they are martyrs who strove and who died for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope that answers your question.